Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
The Morning Mayhem Guest of the Year, Joe Nichols, is voted by listeners of Morning Mayhem. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Good morning to you all. How are y'all?
We're good. Great to have Justin back with us. Justin, were you with us last week when we had Joe? I can't remember.
No, I don't believe so. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How are you, brother?
Doing all right, brother. Good to hear your voice, man.
Likewise, buddy.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Talk to us about C'est La Vie, Joe. When we talked to you last, it was coming out that night and the next day. What's been the response?
It's been fantastic so far, man. We had a good week. We had we went for ads, what they call ads this week, which Justin knows it's just basically kind of your entrance to radio. And we had the number one most added song this week.
Awesome.
It doesn't mean a ton in the grand scheme of things yet, but it just means that out of all the songs released this week, we got the most radio stations to join and play in it. So it's a good week. Good week. Good release.
That's great, man. Hey, that's a Joe.
Thank you, brother.
Monster. It's a smash.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Hey, we could sure use one. It's been a minute since I've had a monster.
Well, what's funny, Joe, is that, you know, what's been one of the fun things about having Justin as our co-host for the last 5 years that, you know, I think, Justin, I think since you've done it, I think you've had 4 number ones, no, 3 for sure, since you've done the show. So it's been fun to watch us. I mean, I don't care how long you've been doing it. You get to number one, man, it's a special, cool thing. And
we
so
helped
now
him, Joe, so we want to do what we can to help you.
Very true, very true.
And we act like we know something now about country music. Of course, when I heard your song, I tell Roger, oh, Roger, that's a number one. That's a number one. I've heard Justin. When Justin comes on there, we know. So we're going to be rooting for you. We love it, too. I tell you, it's a catchy song, and we knew the minute we heard it, I said, listen, that thing's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be fun this summer. So wish you a success with that song for sure. The other thing,
that, man.
We are here. It's loud and crazy behind me. We've got about 50 radio stations from around the country, around the South, rather, the SEC, for SEC Media Days, and I mentioned all the national media that's here. Danny Werfel just walked by. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll tell you, Danny Werfel may be the most impressive quarterback that I've ever seen in person. The Razorbacks play. Listen. We've seen some good
ones.
Is
that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. He went up to Fayetteville, and it was the year he won the Heisman.
Yep. Yep.
And his release is really sort of a funky down-low release. It's just, it doesn't look like the kind of mechanics that you would teach. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, every pass he threw, you go back and look at the highlights, I think he set a Florida Gator record, which sometimes happens against our defense. We have great quarterbacks. I think he threw for 400 plus yards. It was 55 to something. But
game was never in doubt.
Yeah, if you watch the accuracy, it was Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every throw was like, I remember thinking, gee whiz, he's not going to miss a throw. He's not going to miss a throw. And a great guy, just a great person. And his Christian faith is really a big deal. And, you know, put up with Spurrier, you know, could deal with Spurrier. I think he's one of Spurrier's favorites, too. But I just saw him walk by. But I was telling the guys, Joe, what's weird about now, and it's not a personal thing because I understand it, but, you know, usually when I come to this is the 14th year I've been coming to these, all these other radio stations will go, hey, Baz, man, why don't you jump on with us today, like at 3 o'clock? Or when's your event? We need to talk about the Hogs versus, you know, Tennessee this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's crickets. It's crickets. Mm-hmm. They don't even acknowledge me when I walk by. They're like, don't say anything to them. We don't need to talk about
the way.
I mean, and I know what it is. It's I'm part of me like, dadgummit, I feel like I need to put on some pads and let's go. We need to redeem ourselves from. But it is what it is. It's where we are as a program, Joe. And You know, we'll have Ryan Silverfield on the show tomorrow, and maybe we can make some progress this year with a very, very tough schedule.
Yeah. Oh, I think nobody respects you until you earn their respect. Show them something
true.
To get concerned about, you know. We win some games, I think that'll change. Right now, I think we're kind of the low man on the SEC totem pole with Vanderbilt kind of emerging, you know.
Yeah.
As a good team. That's a pretty sad statement. And Mississippi State, you know, improving, I guess, a little bit. I never thought I'd hear this. But, you know, until you start winning some games and proving people wrong, they're right. You know, I can't stand that. But back to the Spurrier thing, I think that was the beginning of my severe anger towards Steve Spurrier. The blowout losses we had to him felt like he was just running it up. One of the first guys that I was like, man, why are you still throwing touchdowns? Like, you're up by 50 points or something in the fourth quarter. But then on to like the mid-2000s when he snubbed Darren McFadden, that was the ultimate. Dude, if that guy would have voted for McFadden, just one vote, he would have won the Heisman. And I will hold that grudge forever, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, yeah. Spurrier. Mm.
It's funny you say that, Joe. I just Googled it real quick. I Googled AI, and I said, hey, you know, what was the score of that game? So Florida was number one.
Yes.
It was 1996. It was the year they won the national championship. Mm-hmm. He throws for he does have a passing record set that day. 42-7 was the final, and it said famously angered the Arkansas faithful. So I think you're right. Oh my gosh, he threw for 462 yards. That's not total yards. That's passing yards. And so you're probably right. He probably was padding there at the end, and that's why it references.
Run him up.
Yeah. And of course, he was the one who always says Spurrier goes, "Hang, I have 100 on him." You know, and he had the little, he had the visor and. You think about it, they had not been successful. Until Spurrier got there, Florida had never reached the kind of success that they had in those 90s with that, what do you call it, fun and gun.
Yeah. You know, I remember, you know, that blowout that we took, and I also remember Darren McFadden running for like 380 yards on the ground against his defense. You know, so it feels like a little bit of a, you know,
I forgot about that.
We put it on a pretty, and you're right, he did.
I forgot about that. Now, I regret now, you know, I do the touchdown club, Joe, and I do Q&A with our speakers. What made me change it was Steve Spurrier. He was so bad, it was a horrible. He gave like a corporate talk, and it was boring, and it was like, I said, you know, I'm paying him 10 grand or whatever, 15 grand. And I need to be doing Q&A because I would have asked him then about.
And you would have thought he would have been great.
Yeah, no, yes. Justin, you're
exactly
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Ironically, they talk about SEC media days are boring now because you don't have the, and they specifically say the Spurriers and the, you know what I mean? I would have thought he'd have been the opposite.
That is exactly what I thought, Justin. Yeah. I remember sitting there in the room, ballroom, going, I cannot believe. I looked around the room and I'm like, this is not good. And I changed it from that day. No more. But you're right, because my expectations were high. I thought all the funny stories he would have and his funny,
his dialect or whatever. Yeah, would think that's the best get you can get.
I know. But I forgot about the South Carolina game because wasn't that the one where he has the record, but they go back and take off and McFadden has the SEC?
That's right.
Game?
And I think he ended up tying it. Because they took a few yards off or something. I don't know why.
We'd have to ask Shep, was that an SEC trade with the decision to take those yards off, or is that Kevin Traynor in the SID department, Trey Shep? Yeah, McFadden in that game.
It
remember, he
like
had he had it broken, then they came back the next day and go.
I thought it was the SEC, but I could be wrong.
Okay, it may be. Yeah, that.
It sounds like the SEC kind of hallmark of their relationship with Arkansas. Just whatever gig they can get, they take it.
Yeah, today, Joe, we've got Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M here today. Coaches represented, and it is sort of weird seeing Alabama. We were talking about, you know, this is a DeBoer's second year, and you know, not seeing a sea of people, you know, 80 people, handlers, fans, or support, whatever, with Saban. You don't have that with DeBoer, and you don't hear much talk. I heard the guys next to me, Cole Kublik and Greg McElroy. You don't hear a lot of talk about Alabama. It's got to drive the Alabama fans crazy. But
yeah, do y'all think that DeBoer project's going to work? I just don't know if that's going to work. But that's just I don't know.
I think he's a good coach. He's not going to be Saban, but you're the bar so high, Justin. The problem is, can you ever? You're not going to be able to achieve that bar.
And the landscape is
no. Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
That's just a completely different.
Alabama doesn't have quite the advantage.
Can't stack people too deep.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they move on.
And that's a great point, Bill. And the other, I don't know. It just feels like Alabama wants or needs somebody, or maybe their fan base. I don't know. It wants somebody a little more dynamic. Or something.
You're right.
He's
his personality's
boring. You know what I mean? If you go win championships, it don't matter. But I don't know. I just don't see it happening. But that's just me.
He does have a different personality. I think it drives some of the Bama fans crazy. So that was one observation. Also, you've got Mike Elko from A&M. He's here. You know, I don't think anybody knows anything about him. I mean, he's come in. He wins 12 games last year. You know, takes him to the playoff, loses at home to Miami. You know, they had a chance to, you know, maybe play for a national championship last year. And they got their quarterback back. You know, that kid is a really athletic kid. It can throw the ball around. And, you know, listen, I hadn't looked at their returning starters. I know they got their quarterback back. But A&M could be a contender again this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Yeah, they can kind of stack that too deep. Y'all are talking about Alabama usually does, yeah.
Yeah, then you got Pete Golding from Ole Miss. It'll be interesting to hear. You know, you had Dabo Sweeney come out and accuse him basically of, I don't know if you guys heard the story on that. I mean, they had signed for, I think, almost $1 million, either $500,000, $800,000, had this linebacker, and he was in class in Clemson. He'd been, I think, practiced for a week, and the guys from, I think, Kiffin called him or texted him and said, we'll give you another $200,000.
I think Kiffin had already gone. I think he named Golding.
No. I'm talking about this is at Clemson. I'm sorry. It's at Clemson. Dabo Swinney's got this linebacker, and then It was Golding. Not Kiffin. You're right. Golding.
I think Kiffin had gone. Yeah,
that's right.
I could be wrong, Baz.
No. That's right. That's why I was telling the story. It was Golding that basically said, "We'll give you another $250,000." And so the kid walks out and tells coaches and Clemson, see ya. So, you know, the Ole Miss people today, we're not Ole Miss people. The other members of the media will see if they can get a response on that, which will probably stay away from it.
Yeah.
So, Justin, it drives.
What you're telling me is that Ole Miss has done something shady, paying players. I am shocked. I tell you, I am stunned. Dude, I got some friends. I won't say too much, but I have a couple of friends that are connected to that program, that were connected to that program back in the Treadwell days and that big Tunsil recruiting class.
Yes.
And man, he flat out told me that he was the guy that brought in the paper bag full of stacks of hundreds, you know, to those guys. And he was a bag man.
Yeah.
He told me all about that stuff. I mean, it was pretty. Yeah. I don't know if shocking is the word, but like, man, I can't believe y'all even openly admit this stuff. Seems like if we did something like that. I remember, was it Randy Gardner back in the day, the whole trucking company thing where he got a couple hundred dollars extra one week. You know, we took a massive, you know, like recruiting hit over that.
Yep.
And I don't know. Yeah, like
the
shock, I tell you.
With that, I remember that controversy we got in trouble for. Is that
2-year investigation?
In Dallas, it was the guy, trucking guy out of Dallas.
And couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, you got Cam Newton getting, you know, his dad's getting $250,000 for that for his church or something. And yeah, you're right, Joe. We seem like we got nabbed on that.
We don't cheat properly.
We don't cheat properly. last but not least, before we let you go, Joe. By the way, I want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. John Sumrall is here with Florida. You know, he was the guy that was sort of we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Was sort of the hot guy, hotter than even Golish. Or Ryan Silverfield. You know, there's a lot of talent down there in Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can turn it around this year, but I liked him. He's a tough-nosed guy. I think, Justin, I remember you know, we were sort of high on him as a possible hire, but it'll be interesting to see what he does at Florida with that talent down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I remember, didn't Silverfield Didn't they beat Tulane this last year?
They did. Yes. I think they beat everybody that's now in the conference with him, including Golish. And so you're right about that. He points that out. He'll point that out tomorrow. I guarantee he won't let that be, you know, not mentioned. You know.
Right on. Well, let's like I said before, you earn respect by beating people. You know, that's got to be talked about at some point. He has beaten some people.
Someone says Werfel just threw two more post pass to Anthony and Hillard. Two more TBT. Somebody said, "What an exhibition that was!" Yeah, I'll tell you. If you go back and you watch the passes that he threw, the accuracy was the thing that impressed me. Is that it was a weird throwing style, but he put it on the money every time. I didn't remember what the score was. That was a beatdown. That was in Fayetteville too. Joe, listen. Thanks as always. Congrats on the start of the new song. I hope it continues to do well, and we'll holler at you next week.
I appreciate you, fellas. Good to talk to you all. Justin, man, good to talk to you, brother.
You too, buddy. I'll give you a shout, man.
Yes, sir. Later on, fellas.
All right, I'll tell you, buddy, that's Joe Nichols. Somebody said Jeff says on our Middleton and Heat Dare text line, they took the yards off D-Mac because he lined up at quarterback and got sacked.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. I think that, yeah.
How about that?
Which is crazy.
It'd have been so cool if he'd have had it, but I think he shares it with a running back out of Vanderbilt or something. I'll check.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm gonna.
Wow. Bill's looking at win you some money down the road.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I think this. It was. I may be wrong. You know. I'm getting ready to go smoke cigars here at Cigar City, so I may be off track today.
There's your Facebook Live coming up.
Oh, yes.
Justin, Roger, we're going to get
Facebook Live with some cigars.
Right.
Bill, don't let him do like he eats and smoke it with his foot.